श्रीमद्भागवतम 199 तान समेतान महाभागान उपलभ्य वसुत्तमः पूजयामास धर्मज्ञं देशकाल विभागवेत्। सो हियर विष्णु पितामह इज लाइंग ऑन अ ज़ैरो बेड एंड आफ्टर युधिष्ठिर महाराज हैज बीन कोरोनेटेड एज द किंग, the Pandavas along with Krishna have come to receive instructions from Bhishma Pitamaha, and Krishna also has the intention to be present when Bhishma Pitamaha departs from the world. So to see this momentous occasion of Bhishma Pitamaha's departure and Krishna's bestowing of mercy on him during his final moments, sages from all over the universe have assembled. And Bhishma Pitamaha sees all of them. Tan same tan mahabhagan. So all those greatly fortunate, greatly powerful sages, when he sees them assembled, upalabhya usuttamaha. Upalabhya means he received them, he welcomed them. Vasuttamaha. He was the best among the Vasus. Vasuttamaha. Why is he considered Vasuttamaha? Because actually the eight Vasus were supposed to be born on the earth, and eventually it was decided that seven of them would go back immediately, and that's how seven sons of Ganga were thrown into the Ganga by her. And when they decided that all their power would be invested in the last Vasu who would remain on the earth, and that Vasu is Bhishma. So upalabhya vasuttamaha pujayamas dharmagyo. So this Vasuttamaha, the best among the Vasus, received all the great sages who were assembled there. And Pujayam Asa, he offered worship to them. Dharmagyo, one who is the knower of religion. And Deshakala Vibhagavet, he understood that according to time, place, circumstance, the application of the principles of religion can vary. And because he was lying on an arrow bed, he could not offer obeisances physically to the great sages. So what he did was, he offered obeisances by just moving his head slightly. Actually, when his arms were sealed to the ground through the arrows that had pierced through them. So when he had to offer good wishes or blessings, he would just barely lift the, not the arm, but just the hand, the palm of the hand. And similarly, when he had to offer obeisance, he would slightly nod his head. So, he offered obeisances in this way. This is an important verse which tells about how scriptural principles have to be applied according to time, place, circumstance. And this was the experience of Srila Prabhupada also, how he transformed distribution, transformed the tradition of brahmacharis begging for alms into book distribution in the West. And like that, Srila Prabhupada, though faithful to the scriptural lessons, was also brilliantly innovative in terms of ensuring that the scriptural message reached to newer and newer people, more and more people. So when we are practicing the chanting of the holy names, it is important for us to be a vidharmagya. Sometimes when we are trying to follow certain scriptural guidelines, maybe some wondering what is the particular etiquette. Maybe we are having some relationship problems and with some devotee and you're trying to resolve that, or there is some managerial issue which needs to be dealt with, or there is something in our practical life which needs to be dealt with and which also has implications on our spiritual life. So at such times our mind can get totally caught up in these things, and if the mind gets caught up in these things, then the mind is no longer available for the chanting of the holy names. And when the mind is not available for the chanting of the holy names, then it then our chanting becomes largely unproductive. So when we are dharmagya, we are able to separate peripheral issues from central issues. And we are able to recognize that ultimately everything else that we do is meant to remember Krishna. Sarvavidhi nisheda suretayo reva kinkaram. That the purpose of all rules and regulations is to help us to fix the mind on Krishna. So we may have to adapt according to time, place, circumstance so that we can focus on chanting. Suppose a devotee, because of some accident, say become some damage in the throat or whatever, becomes unable to speak, either temporarily or God forbid permanently, then dharmagya, one has to be dharmagya and recognize that the essential principle is to chant the holy names, is to remember Krishna, and that remembrance of Krishna can be done even by chanting in the mind, or we can chant upangshu, that means softly. So that way, if we, our mind comes up with various distractions while chanting, many of them are about sensual pleasures, often sinful pleasures, but often the mind also comes up with pious distractions. No, distractions about the nitty-gritties of how certain things are to be implemented. Now, we may need to think about them at other times, or in some cases, there is no need to think about them, but because they are not relevant according to time, place, circumstance. However, this differentiation between the technicality between the letter of the law and the spirit of the law, that differentiation can be understood by dharmagya. And by the blessings of the great souls like Bhishma Pitamaha, who exemplifies the discrimination, we can learn to focus our mind on the essence and absorb ourselves in Krishna as he manifests through his holy name. Thank you.